fish hatcheries in the Pacific Northwest play an important role in the life cycle of salmon. The fish are raised, released into the wild. Those not caught return when it's time to spawn, but sometimes they don't. And that's a problem on southern Oregon's Elk River, where efforts are underway to preserve the population of wild native Chinook salmon, as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jess Burns reports.
Things get a little hectic when a salmon hits the net stretched across the Elk River in southern Oregon.
Oh yeah, we got a fish!
Members of the state's Department of Fish and Wildlife salmon tagging team sprint into the cold water.
I'm coming for you!
The fish has been out in the ocean at least a couple years. Like all Pacific salmon, it uses a mix of magnetic and olfactory, or odor information, as a map to get back to the place it was born and make the next generation of Chinook. Using a headlamp to see in the dark, Austin Huff moves the large salmon to a tank of water on the bank.
Female?
He inserts a radio transmitter into the salmon's stomach.
I mean, she clearly doesn't like it.
And before releasing the fish, Huff checks to see if its fin is clipped, indicating whether it was born wild or at the Elk River hatchery about 12 miles upstream.
There's no mark. It's a wild fish.
The team is tracking the movements of wild and hatchery Chinook salmon.
The idea is to keep the wild fish wild and the hatchery fish in the hatchery.
But in the Elk River, there's a good chance the wild female Chinook Huff just tagged will end up mating with a hatchery-raised fish. Too good of a chance. Some years, more than half the fish on the spawning grounds here are from the hatchery. David Noakes is a scientist with the Oregon Hatchery Research Center.
We know that those fish, when they come back and they produce fewer surviving offspring than wild origin fish.
The state considers interbred wild salmon and hatchery salmon a significant threat to the native fish on the Elk River. It's given the hatchery 3 more years to significantly cut the number of hatchery fish that become strays. But how do you control the behavior of fish swimming free in the ocean or rivers? Oregon State University researcher Miriam Calmron says the answer may lie in redrawing that sensory map the salmon use to find their way. In other words, giving the hatchery a distinctive aroma salmon can learn as babies and follow home as adults.
Their noses are really great. They can detect a small set of molecules or chemicals, and they can detect them at really low levels.
Calmron tried dozens of scents to find just the right one, and they haven't all been winners. Among the bizarre list of losers, watercress.
The fish did not like it at all. We tried. They did not like it.
Baby Chinook were also not fans of the smell of frozen shrimp and the fragrance owed to steelhead.
They really did not like it.
Through a series of experiments, Calmron finally identified a scent that the fish would respond to. She describes it as an amino acid that doesn't exist naturally in the Elk River.
Sure enough, they actually started to pick it up the first day.
Her next step is to try her theory out next fall at the hatchery, where the baby Chinook will be exposed to her special scent.
But the idea is that we tell the hatchery managers, this is your odor, this is how much you need to add, and this is how often you should put it in the water when the fish are exposed.
A few years later, when they're due back from the ocean to spawn, the hatchery will release trace amounts of that special odor, fragrant breadcrumbs the salmon will follow upstream to the holding tanks where they were raised. And if Calmron is correct, the hatchery fish will pass up a chance to get lucky with wild salmon and instead seek out the sweet, sweet smell of home. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Burns.